Let's talk about a walk in the Tennessee River Park. Gina Stafford is Assistant Vice Chancellor for Communications and Marketing here at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Gina, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Tell us about Tennessee River Park. You covered a lot of ground there recently.
I was really excited to finally cover the length of Tennessee River Park. It's basically a Hamilton County Parks and Recreation site, and it's vast. And what I think is interesting about it is instead of a few acres of ground that are for public use, it's miles and miles and miles of varying sizes of land that runs alongside the river. You do this long walk and you've got river views and lots of nice landscaping and some forested areas and pretty bridges to walk across. It's also the backbone of Chattanooga's Greenway and Trail System, and that is a nationally known, nationally recognized Greenway and Trail System here in Chattanooga. It goes at present for a total of about 13 miles and all on concrete or pavement, and it's pretty level terrain, so it's very doable.
And where does it begin? Where does it end?
Well, depending on your perspective, one terminus is at Chickamauga Dam. It's right below the dam at a fishing park, it's called, and it continues roughly alongside the river and through the heart of downtown and then further out to, I believe at this point, it ends officially on the map at very near the Incline Railway, just at the beginning of the St. Elmo neighborhood.
Right. And plenty of landmarks, recognizable landmarks and other features along the way.
There's a lot of things to reward your eyes as you're out there walking. A lot of outdoor sculptures, metal art that begins from Chickamauga Dam and continues through. There's an area called Amnicola Marsh. It's very well marked. On my recent walk past it, I was really amazed that you have, again, something that looks so remote and so natural that's in the center of an urban environment. There were water lilies everywhere you looked, lots of blossoms. It looked to be a couple of acres of this water covered with these plants. And there are a lot of small flower gardens and plantings along the way. It's well maintained. A segment of it goes through the Bluffview Arts District, and there is an amazing sculpture garden there that I had never seen before. I haven't lived in Chattanooga very long, just about a year, but still, I was surprised. They were very clever and very eye-catching and interesting pieces of sculpture. It's right along your path. If you want to take an option, just as an over and back, because you are on the south side of the river at that point, it can go across Walnut Street Bridge. That's kind of part of the mapped area. That's part of your distance when you're getting to 13 miles. Goes by the aquarium, goes through and right there adjacent to it, Ross's Landing. There are a lot of scenic waterfront views also as you go, and it goes right through the heart of downtown and our gorgeous waterfront.
Downtown Chattanooga. Speaking of downtown Chattanooga, how accessible is it for walking, for running, for bicycling?
I think people are taking advantage of the paved area, the concrete area, using almost anything that isn't motorized. I see people walking. There are runners. I saw people on inline skates. Bicycling. There are whole families of bicycling. I think because it is all paved and fairly level, it's great for participants of all abilities, all fitness levels. It's very family friendly for the same reason. And it's also free, of course, since it's one of our parks, and it's open 24/7. So you don't have to worry about a schedule. I believe the only area of it that isn't accessible full time is a strip that runs between Chattanooga State on Amnicola Highway and the river, and Chattanooga State has that closed off when the campus isn't open. But otherwise, you can go anytime, 7 days a week.
And what about getting on the water from the river park?
I see a lot of people canoeing, kayaking, using stand-up paddle boards near Coolidge Park, of course. But there are actually two boat ramps. You can bring your own watercraft or you can rent watercraft at a concession near Coolidge Park or at the Rock Creek that's on Amnicola Highway. Rock Creek on Amnicola Highway rents kayaks and paddle boats. They also operate a rental concession in what's considered the River Park, and it's a facility called the Hubert Fry Center. And they also, in addition to watercraft, rent bicycles.
And you mentioned bikes. What about the bike share bikes?
Yep, you can take bike share bikes up and down the River Park, and in fact, there are several docking stations along the river within this area.
And, of course, there are other amenities as well.
Yep. if you get tired, you want to take a break, you've brought something to eat, there are benches, picnic tables, a lot of places with water fountains. You can refill your water bottle or get yourself a little bit of water. There are some restroom facilities. So if you are thinking of kind of pushing yourself, there are lots of amenities to help you be able to stick around a while, whether you need a break or you need a drink or something like that.
So what drew you to the River Park?
Well, as I said, I've lived in Chattanooga for about a year. Moved here in June of 2018. And I had for years before moving been a really avid hiker. But I knew very little about the full range of the vaunted opportunities that were here. I just wasn't familiar with a lot of what folks did outdoors in Chattanooga. I hadn't spent time much here doing that. So I started Googling hiking trails and activities similar. And the River Park, it comes up in top of most searches. It must get a lot of review online. It's not what a hiker would call a hiking trail, because you certainly don't need boots or poles or any of that kind of thing. But it has this meander all along the river that really intrigued me. As a new person, it was a great way to learn a lot about my new hometown, up close, personal, eye level, see it, smell it, hear it from experiencing it. And to me, that's one of the best ways to get to know any kind of a physical place, is to just get out there on foot. The 11 to, depending where you go, 13-mile distance, that appealed to me as a pretty decent challenge, a good long, long walk. I live in Hickson, and I'm not too far from the Chickamauga Dam terminus. So I looked at that when I saw the map for the River Park and said, it's meant to be. I've got to check this place out. And I've been trying to complete that distance for almost a year. I was super excited recently to be able to have a whole entirely fully sunny Saturday and was able to do that. On the recent completion of the entire walk, I saw a lot of piers and docks and similar landmarks that, for the first time to my eyes, were not submerged in water. I attempted this several times late last fall. Last spring, would go over there and walk. And if you were in Chattanooga then, you know, it seemed like it started raining in September and it didn't stop until about April. So a lot of things were submerged with high water. And so just as like a personal goal, yay. I did the whole length of it recently and that was fun. Saw people of all ages, all abilities, whole families with small children, people on recumbent bikes, which they can go pretty fast, but those folks tend not to be as intense as, you know, people on road bikes, the skinny tire ones that are sprinting and trying to set a PR. Saw, you know, people running seriously, leisurely strollers. It's easy to see why from that experience that the River Park is described as one of the best loved outdoor spaces in Chattanooga. It's one of my favorites now.
Well, Gina, thanks for sharing that with us and taking us there.
Yep. I encourage you to check it out for yourself. I've become a big fan.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.